Compulsive overeater. Good morning. I can't tell you how important it is for me not just to say that, though it's important to say, but to say it out loud with other people present. Every time I do it, I'm reminded of the little line in chapter 3 in the big book of AA, and I think that you all that we share here in compulsive overeating, in OA, is the how important it is for me to fully concede to my innermost self that I'm a compulsive overeater. That reading and that idea has sustained me for many years, and I'll just mention this to you. I'm also an alcoholic and have been a member of Alcoholics Anonymous for many years, which is where I first ran across that. But it has taken on new meaning for me since I have come to OA, not just for the first time, because I've been in and out of OA meetings over the years, here and there. But come to OA and said out loud that I am a compulsive overeater and said that to other compulsive overeaters. Because for me, that is the manifestation, as it was when I got sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, that I have a disease. I got a problem. I got a serious problem. And it's only my conceding that that really begins the road home, the road out. So let me tell you just briefly a little bit about my experience with OA. From a very early age, although never admitting it, I knew that I had a relationship with food that was abnormal. Simple things, really. I mean, I remember in high school years ago, I'm from Ohio initially, and going out with my buddies, and at some point during the evening, we'd want to stop and go to a Burger King or go eat somewhere like that. And, everybody would order their sandwich or whatever they were ordering, as would I. And of course, I would eat my Whopper or whatever it was and all the French fries. And then I would sit there for a moment and think to myself, I want to go get another one. And I want to get some more French fries too. And of course, none of them did. And so I would come up with some kind of excuse that why it was important for me to go and order that whole second serving. And I would, and I'd do it. And I would, for the first time really that I'm conscious of remembering, I would eat until I just was, had this experience. I would say full, but that word really doesn't describe it. I mean, until, and even satisfied doesn't describe it. I mean, just until I had a feeling of being bloated that was relieving of a deeper pain in my life. And I could go on and give many other stories and experiences about that, but it was just over time. And even after I got sober years ago from alcohol, this kind of thinking continued. But I noticed over time that there was a certain kind of food that I was drawn to. So I didn't have to go to Burger King with a bunch of buddies in high school, right? No matter where I was, now how old I was, if I could find the right mix of chocolate and sugar. I could do the same thing that I did in those early memories of eating. And that became a regular habit in my life when I would just go off and do it. Maybe I wasn't with anybody. Initially, I was maybe. And so to get rid of the embarrassment, I would wait until I could carve out the time and the place to do that on my own. And of course, my two favorite choices were those big old Hershey candy bars or a big bag of Hershey Kisses, where I would eat until I had the same experience that I learned to have when I described that earlier time eating the hamburgers. And I would never admit to myself that I was a compulsive overeater. I knew as I grew older that it was not healthy. And as the world became more around me, became more conscious of all the limitations to eating that way. And as I gained weight, I would be conscious of it, and I knew I could do better. Well, as it turns out, I come from a family of addicts and alcoholics, and a few of us have found our ways into 12-step programs. As I mentioned, I did into AA many years ago, but I had a sister who joined OA. And during all these years that I was sober from alcohol, occasionally we would get into conversations about recovery. And I would listen to her talk about it, and she gave me some hints at different times about maybe the way I approached food without making any judgment. But I could never really embrace it, you know? I mean, I made a decision that I was an alcoholic, and that was it. And even though this eating continued to try to fill me up, and that's the best thing I can say. When I ate like the way I was describing, I wanted to fill myself up to get rid of pain in my life, the fear, the anxiety, that I grew up with as a kid and became a regular part of my life. And I didn't even know it, right? I didn't know I was afraid until in recovery, I came to understand really what fear meant by working the steps. And learning to fully concede to my innermost self around that. I remember I was married. I had a couple kids. Got divorced after 5 or 6 years. Continued my story of drinking and food. Eventually did, as I mentioned, got sober. But the food compulsion continued. And it really didn't change much. It was just was bad and overwhelming to me. And I ran into a guy who was in OA, and I'm not even sure, I don't remember how I found him. And I told him my story, everything I'm kind of telling you now, and that I really thought at the center of this, even though I was sober from alcohol, was still this wanting to be full and out of control around food. And he listened very patiently and carefully. And he said, you know, the 12 steps are part of this program, and I'd be happy to work with you if you'd like. And so I did work with him. And there was a level of honesty that emerged in my life beyond my experience in being an alcoholic that took judgment away. I don't know how else to say it. I was married at the time. And I would judge everything. You know, my wife wasn't good enough. The kids weren't good enough. You know, look at all the problems I'm dealing with here. I'm overwhelmed. You all aren't noticing it. I mean, there was just this constant kind of recording of the judgments that needed to be pronounced to the world. And after working at this for a while with this fella from OA, I noticed that that began to disappear. That I could just be with my family, be with other people without this running tension of having to judge everything. Unfortunately, unfortunately, after a number of months, almost a year, I just decided, I really don't need to work this hard at that, working at this. I can just stay active in dealing with my alcohol addiction. And so I stopped. And even though I stayed sober from alcohol, things got worse again, and the judgments returned. And my eating became more, I don't, maybe private. Let me put it that way. The better word would probably be hidden, right? So when I would want to eat, I would make sure I could find a place that I wanted to be by myself, either with my chocolate sugar mix, or if I had to go out to a restaurant where I wouldn't be with anybody. And I even got to the point in a couple places where I, for work, I would go. I even kind of trusted the person who served me, right? And of course, always usually found the day or the time when they were serving a buffet, because I didn't want to be judged the way I so terribly judged other people. So that's my history with this until very recently. To be honest with you, in this past year, I made a decision, which I never did prior to this when I was in, tried to hang out with OA people. I made a decision, the kind of decision that's talked about in the book that I mentioned earlier, conceding to my innermost self that I was a compulsive overeater. And I remember when I made that decision, this is years later, after talking with my sister about my alcoholism and everything, I called her. And she's got, I don't know, she's been around here in this outfit for 40 years with OA. And I admitted to her that I was a compulsive overeater as well as being an alcoholic. And it there was a freedom that emerged with that, conceding from my innermost self, that my relationship with food was what it was, and I could work the steps and get healthier. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm learning from you all. I've been coming to the Skivvy meetings as here and there, and I've been so impressed listening to the fears, the story of fears and anxieties, the difficulties, the challenges of life that you all experience, which I can relate to, and that you do it and you live your lives with abstinence or working in abstinence. I just never imagined that that was possible. And I understand it at its the core from my experience with the 12 steps in AA, that it is a path to liberty, and freedom. And I am very, very grateful that the willingness of people to come together and share their stories and experiences and to mentor others, which I've heard and seen in a meaningful sort of way without the judgment, which so creeps into my mind even now. The difference is, though, because I've seen you recognize it and admit it and take the steps to make to be abstinent, I've come to trust that I can do the same thing and take that combination of sugar and chocolate, they all mixed together, and solve problems which really can't be solved that way, and just live my life in the present. Probably the greatest lesson that gets confirmed here, as well as over the years with in Alcoholics Anonymous, is that being present, being in the moment, is a decision. Just like my conceding to my innermost self that I am a compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to all of you for sharing your experience of that, and for teaching me, that there is a way to live
That's
life
the
that is
key.
more whole. I'm sorry, someone just said something? Okay. In any case, 5 minutes. All right. Well, I'm about to wrap up here, so I'm happy to kind of just conclude again, as I was starting to, with my gratitude to all of you, and to recognize and say out loud and concede that I still have much to learn, even though I can always go back and say, "Well, I was an AA and we did it." No, this relationship with food is a very particular experience and compulsion, which I have much more to learn about, and I look forward to doing that as the days progress in my life, and the willingness that you all exhibit readily to share your insights about this important path. That's all I got. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for inviting me.